From up in the nosebleeds to down to the 50-yard line, wherever you watch the game, this is the place to sound off. Sports Talk with Jock on 770 CHQR.
As we talked about yesterday on the show, the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, and the Tokyo Olympic Committee, they're really being disingenuous. You know, basically saying, hey, nothing to see here. It's all a go. We plan on moving forward with the 2020 Olympic Games that are scheduled to start in July. Unrealistic? It is unrealistic. Should there be a postponement? Yes, there should be a postponement. But besides that, there are a lot of hardworking athletes in this country that, you know, put it on top of their wish list to actually represent their country at the Olympics. One of those ladies happens to be Calgary's own Kaylee McKay. You may not know Kaylee. Kaylee is one of the top platform divers in this country. She is hoping to represent Canada at the 2020 Olympics. Kaylee McKay now joins me here on Sports Talk with Jock. Hey, Kaylee, how are you doing?
I'm doing good under the circumstances. I mean, I think we're all kind of struggling a little bit, but we're all in it together, so, you know.
Well, that's the tough part. You know, as a high-performance athlete, you know, all of your facilities are closed. You can't train. So what are you doing to pass the time and to keep in shape?
Well, my boyfriend's a diver. We went actually to the pool and stole some mats so that we could do some flips in our house. And we're all doing home workouts. I know a huge amount of athletes throughout a vast amount of sports are doing home workouts together. So, I mean, I guess we're kind of just trying to stay motivated in that sense. We need to stay in the best shape that we can. So we're doing the best with what we got.
Well, and that's exactly what you have to do. It's not like you're a marathon runner that you can go out and maybe have self-isolate and basically go for a run. It's a very technical sport, diving, and especially platform diving, and not having the facilities to train. And I think that's what makes it probably the most difficult.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're also doing a lot of visualization and mental work because not being in the pool, not being on the 10-meter, we don't get that fear factor every day. So we have to kind of tune into the mental part of diving, which diving mostly is, along with, I mean, it's physical as well, but a lot of it is really mental. So trying to find a balance and kind of being isolated at home is really hard to put yourself in that environment. So, I mean, we've been watching a lot of archive videos of competitions and just trying to keep that visualization and body movement going. But yeah.
Yeah, no, well, you know, and here's the sad part. You know, you have booked your ticket to Tokyo 2020. You've qualified an Olympic spot with Megan Bonifito on platform in the synchronized, diving competition, which is fantastic. But now there's the unknown. What are you hearing in your sport? Because we're seeing, you know, more and more athletes, you know, athletes like Haley Wickenheiser, who is, you know, the IOC Athlete Commission. She's voted to represent and protect athletes. And she thinks it's unfortunate what the IOC is doing. So what is Diving Canada telling you, and how do you feel as an athlete?
I mean, none of us have actually, like, secured our spot for the Olympics yet. It's more for World Cup. Like, it's not our names in the spots right now, so we're still trying to work towards that, where if everything is postponed towards the Olympics, that means our Olympic qualification process, like, nationally is also postponed. We don't really know what's going on. So, I mean, we're all trying to just keep our goals at the Olympics and basically just do what we're told. So if the Olympics is this year, if it's in September, if it's whenever it is, we're going to try and keep our goals there because it's very much out of our control. I did see what Cindy said, but I mean, we all have our goals to go to the Olympics. So, I mean, whatever happens, happens. But like I said, it's kind of out of our control. So we're just trying to stay positive. And I mean, whatever happens, happens, you know, like, We're just going to do what we can.
Well, you know, and that's the attitude you've got to have right now. And especially, you know, this could be your first ever Olympics, which, you know, obviously that's what you've been striving for your whole life. And if people don't know the Kaylee McKay story, you know, I've known you since you were 6 or 7 years old, and you were so sweet because my daughter was so scared. She didn't want to go in and get onto those boards, and you held her hand and took her into the pool. Never did work for my daughter, by the way, you know. Anyway, you know the story better than I do. But, you know, so this is something you've really been striving for a long time, hasn't it, Kaylee?
Yeah, and I mean, bumps in the road come and go, and it's just part of the journey. But like, this situation is really out of all our control, and it's bigger than just our goals, you know. So what we're doing right now, the self-isolation, is really for the bigger picture and for the safety of everyone. So it's not necessarily a bump any of us would want, no matter if you're an athlete, if you're a doctor, if you're, you know, whatever you're doing. It's not a very good thing to have in your life, but it's going to come, and we all have our own challenges to face, and we all have our own goals. So for me, it's been my biggest goal my whole life is to go to the Olympics. So I'm going to kind of keep that goal in the front of my mind when I'm doing flips in my living room, when I'm doing my cardio in my hallway. It's also that big picture goal.
Well, for people that don't know the Kaylee McKay story, give me the story. Like, you started at a very young age. You know, you've done springboard, you've done platform. Take us through a little bit of your, you know, because a lot of Calgarians are going to get to know Kaylee when you know, yeah, obviously the Olympics do happen. So tell me a little bit about your story.
Yeah, well, I started diving when I was around 5. My parents were adrenaline junkies. I guess that was kind of in my blood, too. So we kind of searched for something that I could get all my energy out. We ended up finding a diving training camp, and they asked me to join the competitive team. I've been diving ever since, but it was in Calgary that I trained up until I was 16 years old, and then I kind of got recruited to come to Montreal and train with my idol, Megan Benfato. She was losing her synchro partner, Rosalind Filion, because she was going to retire, so she needed a partner, and I ended up moving out here, and yeah, that's all she wrote. I have been training in Montreal ever since and pursuing my Olympic dream with the Olympic team in the INS sports facility at the Olympic Stadium in Montreal.
Talk about that connection with Megan, because that just doesn't happen overnight. And you guys have been very, very successful, not only on the world scene, but, you know, obviously here in Canada. So talk about how that that partnership came together.
Yeah, well, I mean, I grew up watching her. She was my idol with Rosalind. She's the veteran of the team now. But I mean, I started to kind of talk to her a little bit when Amy and I actually started doing senior nationals. And I think they always had our eyes on both Amy and I, kind of seeing like the upcoming divers. So from then we started talking a little bit. And then in the year of 2016, when Rosalind broke her foot, they started to reach out to me as kind of like a backup and in case Rosie's foot didn't recover properly, because she broke it a few months before the Olympic qualification World Cup. And then from then they kind of decided that since Rosie was going to retire, they needed a new synchro partner for Megan. And we decided to become a new team. And I moved here, lived with Megan for 5 months to kind of solidify our relationship, get to know each other completely. And yeah, so now we don't live together, but we've learned a lot about each other and how a team should work. And it's been hard, but it's been really rewarding. And I mean, I've made a new sister for life. So, yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting, and some people may not understand this, Kaylee, because not only are you great partners, because you have to be when you're doing synchro together, but then you're also competitors, because you're also competing for Olympic spots, you know, in the individual competition, and that's got to be just a different dynamic too at times.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, getting to train with each other in synchro and in having our individual events, we want the best for each other, and we continue to push each other. And it's nice to have Megan as my partner, because I have this competitor always beside me, someone that I'm always trying to like get a step ahead of, and she's always trying to do the same with me. So it's always a very healthy competitive relationship, and I think it's the best thing that we could have, instead of training on our own kind of in solidarity and wondering what our competitors are like, because in the end Meg is usually around like top 5 in the world. So if I can keep at her pace, then that means that I'm doing my job.
Well, there's no question about that, and I've watched you, especially at Winter Nationals this year. You were fantastic. You had a great competition, and I got to ask you this, because I know what my daughter goes through, and you've already mentioned Amy a couple of times, and fear is still a big thing. And I remember talking to Pamela Ware when Calgary was hosting the Canada Cup last year, and she says, you know, she's a veteran, she's been to the Olympics, and she says she still deals with fear. And I got to think on that 10-meter platform, that's tough to overcome sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing 10-meter for almost 7 years now, and it's still scary every time I go up, and I'm sure that after this quarantine period, stepping back onto 10-meter is going to feel like a 20-meter. So, I mean, it's a different kind of fear now than when I was younger, because it was more a fear of the unknown when I was younger and a fear of hurting myself. And now it's just more of the messing up in a sense. And I mean, it's always scary. 10 meters never going to be not scary. It's very high, and there's a lot of impact when you hit the water if you hit it the wrong way. But I think since I've done the dives enough and I've done so many repetitions, I understand my body and I trust myself a lot more. So, I mean, like, as you grow, the fear kind of diminishes in a sense of you're not terrified and shaking at the end of the tower and just throwing yourself off and hoping for the best. But there's still always that sense of kind of, I mean, adrenaline, your heart's pumping, and the fear is never really going to go away in this sport. If it does go away, there's probably a problem.
Yeah, fair enough. Calgary's own Kaylee McKay, a special guest here on Sports Talk with Jock. She's one of the top platform divers in the country. Hopefully she's going to be representing our country in the at the Olympics, whenever those Olympics take place. So Kaylee, I got to ask you, because you've had some great success this year. Talk a little bit about, you know, the success that you have had personally and Megan as well, because it's been a very, very good year for you.
Yeah, well, the past few years I've been trying to solidify my individual competitions and make my name kind of known out there as an individual athlete, not only in synchro. My main successes have been in synchro. I mean, we've done Commonwealth Games, Pan Am Games. We've medaled at both of those. Megan and I actually won Pan Am Games this summer. But this winter I won my first national title on 10 meter, which was a huge stepping stone for me, and I did a personal best score, which secured my spot for the World Cup in, well, it's supposed to be in April, but whenever that will be, hopefully it happens. But yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of successes, but I have to move past those. I kind of try not to think too much about all the successes. It's nice to live in the moment, but I have to move on and set my goals for the next one.
Sure. And so let's say this is a pause for two, or, you know, a month or two or 3 months. How long do you think it would take for you to get back into your real game shape, game performance, and be top of your game if they were to hold an Olympics?
I don't think it would take too long, because really we're all preparing to be kind of short noticed in a sense. So like I said earlier, I'm really trying to focus on the mental preparation, because I know that physically I can always step up. It's my muscle memory, like I have muscle memory and I know how to do the dives. It's just about kind of visualization and really putting myself mentally up on 10 meter to kind of get more comfortable, because it is hard to go back to diving after a break and get up to 10 meter. It's hard on the body as well. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think it would probably take 2 weeks to get back in like full shape if we're continuing to do what we're doing at home and stay in shape and work the mental part as well.
And how many competitions do you think you would need to take part in? Obviously you still have to do the official qualifying, even though I still believe you've got that Olympic spot qualified with Megan. So I think you're in there. So anyway, that's just my own opinion. But how many competitions do you think you'd have to get in?
Well, I mean, our initial goal was to do all the World Series and then have, which would be, it was supposed to be 4 World Series. Okay. The top 8 in the world do a World Series circuit. We actually only accomplished 1 in Montreal, which went really well. And then we were supposed to do World Cup, and then it would be Olympic trials before that. So, and maybe Canada Cup. So that would be, right, what, 7? And now China got canceled, the World Series in China, and then Kazan, Russia, and London got postponed till after the Olympics. So we're kind of down to 2 or 3 competitions, right, which isn't ideal, but we'll take what we can in this situation. No one's going to get more. No one's really going to get less. So we're all in the same boat, and we're just going to have to take these competitions for as much as we can. But ideally, it would be 3 competitions,
sure,
I guess.
You know what, Kaylee, you got a great attitude, which is fantastic. And the other thing I'll leave in closing here, I know the Chinese, especially, you know, the women Chinese, wow, they're unbelievable. But I do believe Canada has closed the gap, haven't you?
I think so. I mean, our main competitors are the Asian countries, Malaysia, North Korea, and China. And in the actual Montreal World Series this year, we beat our rivals, the Malaysian team, who are quite strong, and they're very, very seasoned athletes. So kind of closing that gap, and even last year at the World Series in Montreal, we were very, very close to the Chinese team. So, I mean, yeah, we're closing the gap. There's still a lot of things we need to work on. We're not as consistent as them, and our entries aren't as clean. but there's always something that we can improve on, and we know what those things are. So if we just keep those in mind, I think we're going to be able to get closer and closer, and hopefully by the Olympics, we're about even.
What's your favorite dive on 10 meter?
Well, now I'm starting to really like my back 3.5, but I actually recently just learned reverse 3.5.
Wow.
So I'm the only Canadian female doing that right now. So I'm actually enjoying it quite a lot. It's very, very challenging, but it's very rewarding when I do it well. And I feel like I've accomplished something when I do it. So I guess I could say those two are my favorite dives.
Well, you know what, Kaylee, you do them so well, too. And so just to recap, right now you're just you and your boyfriend, who's also a diver. You're basically just training at home. You got some mats and just trying to keep yourself in shape and mentally keep yourself in shape, which, you know, hey, that's all we can do right now, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey.
Good stuff, Kaylee. It's really fun to talk to you. You know, I know you're going to make Calgary very, very proud. And thanks so much. And be safe. Be healthy out there.
Thanks. You too. Stay healthy.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's Kaylee McKay. Kaylee McKay, one of the top platform divers in this country. And yeah, if we see the Olympics, maybe not in July, maybe in 2021, Kaylee McKay will certainly be front and center. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Moses Waldo, we're going to hook up with our good friend from Global Sports. This is 770 CHQR.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.